Canto 1. The glory of Him who moves everything permeates the universe, shining more strongly in one part than in another. I have been in the heaven that takes up most of His light, and saw things there that those who descend from that height cannot speak of or forget. For nearing its desired goal, our intellect falls to such an abyss that memory quite fails to follow it. Nevertheless, as much treasure of that holy realm as I could store in my mind shall now become the matter of my poem. Good Apollo, for this, my final task, make me such a vessel of your powers, I will be worthy to gain your laurel. Before now, one of Parnassus's cleft peaks was enough for me. Now I need both crests to begin upon the final contest. Enter in my breast and breathe within me the same power that was manifest when you brought forth Marsyas from his limb's sheath. O power divine, lend yourself to me, so that I might show the shadow of the blessed kingdom traced upon my mind. Then you will find me beneath the tree you love. There I will make my crown those leaves of which you and my high theme shall make me worthy. Father, so seldom are they gathered, those garlands, to crown a poet or an emperor, a fault and shame in mortal man, that when Penaean branches can arouse any man to long for them, gladness must fill the delighted Delphic deity. Little sparks may bring great flames after them. Following me, a better voice may pray in such a way that Cirrus' god will answer. The lantern of the world approaches man by varied ways, but on that path which joins together four circles with three crosses, it soars to a happier course, and in conjunction with a better star, warms and stamps the world's wax more in its own manner. This same course had made it morning there. Here it was evening. Darkness claimed our hemisphere, while the southern one was alight, when I saw that Beatrice had turned and raised her eyes to the sun. No eagle ever looked upon it with such a steady gaze. And as a ray, reflected, will ascend, much like a pilgrim will head for home, her action, fed to my imagination through my eyes, gave rise to mine, and I stared at the sun for longer than we would do. Much more is granted to our senses there than is granted here, by virtue of that garden made for humankind as its proper home. I could not bear it long, but not so brief I did not make out its spark and dazzle, like iron coming liquid from the fire. And suddenly it seemed to me that day had been added to day, as if the one who can had placed a new sun in heaven. Beatrice's eyes were unmoving, fixed intent on the eternal spheres. I turned aside from the sun and set my eyes upon hers. And watching her, I felt a change within, as Glaucus changed when he tasted the herb that made him a god with other sea gods. Until grace grants you the experience, let the example of Glaucus suffice. No words can frame the transcending of the human. And if I was only that part of me which you created last, you know, O love which rules the heavens, that your light raised me. When the heavenly wheel which spins for you eternally captured my attention with the harmony that you hear and tune, so much of the sky seemed to me on fire that rain or river never made so broad a lake. The newness of the sound and the great light moved me to learn their cause more strongly than I had ever been inspired before. And she, who saw me as I saw myself, to calm the agitation in my mind, started her reply before my question. You stifle your